also the Ten of Swords. When the Ten of Swords shows up, that situation that you have been desperately trying to hold on to, maybe in spite of yourself, but whether it's that relationship that should have been over years ago, or a job that you should have walked away from, or a friendship that's one way and not yours, it's when the Ten of Swords shows up that reminds you, that screams at you, that lets you know to stop denying it because it's over. It's beyond dead. And when the Ten of Swords shows up next to the Tower, it's dead and not coming back, and lit on fire and thrown off a cliff and buried 27 feet under. Like, it's done. So the Ten of Swords, it's really about what leads you to the Ten of Swords. You know, did you see it coming, or was it just a shock that here it is, you walked in on someone cheating, or you found out that a friend of yours at work stabbed you in the back to get the raise? You know, a lot of times we can constantly say we didn't know, we didn't see it coming, but perhaps we're just blinded by our own inability to face the facts. When the Ten of Swords shows up, the facts slap you in the face. There was a song by Warrant. It was called I Saw Red. And in the very beginning of this song, Janie Lane is singing very sweetly, very innocently, and happy. And he says, ooh, it must be magic, how inside your eyes I see my destiny, not saw, see. Every time we kiss, I feel you breathe your love so deep inside of me. If the moon and the stars should fall, they'd be easily replaced. I would lift you up to heaven, and you would take their place. And then comes the Ten of Swords. And he says, then I saw red when I opened up the door. I saw red. My heart just spilled onto the floor. And I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours. Then I saw red, and then I closed the door. I don't think I'm going to love you anymore. And he still, throughout the song, sings somewhat calmly until the bridge, where he freaks and he says, I've been hurt and I've been blind. I'm not sure that I'll be fine. I never thought it would end this way. Then I saw red when I opened up the door. He caught this woman cheating on him and he didn't see it coming. That's the Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords lets you know, whether you should have known or not, that you know now. And then that rage is the rage that Alanis Morissette channels in You Ought to Know. Now, if you were in high school when this song came out, I think most of our girlfriends heard this song and then broke up with us the next day in like some kind of girl power thing. But, you know, she's the same way, opening the song very calm. I mean, you can hear the bitterness in her voice, but she's very soft-spoken when she says, I want you to know that I'm happy for you. And you know that's not true. I wish nothing but the best for you. And again, it's like she's just leading up to the rage that the Ten of Swords, that finality of the breakup when she realized that even though there was explosive fighting, that there was something there, but now it's over. And the chorus breaks in. And I'm here to remind you of the mess you made when you went away. It's not fair to deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. Well, you ought to know. That's the Ten of Swords. It's over, and I'm pissed about it. But when the Ten of Swords comes up, it's time to realize that that's it. You know, it is over, but you no longer have to embarrass yourself by fooling yourself when you tell your friends, oh, I'm so happy, and your friends are kind of staring at you side-eyed going, okay, sure. The Ten of Swords means it's for your own good that this is over, and now there's no more hiding it. There's no more energy spent on pretending. There's no more focus on what's just not good for you anymore. There's an old song, 1975, so I apologize if that's old, but it's one of Bruce Springsteen's early songs, which is why we'll call it old, Backstreets. And he really talks about, you know, there's a breakup, and in this breakup, in this song, Backstreets, he reflects upon his relationship with this girl, Terry. One soft-infested summer, me and Terry became friends, trying in vain to breathe the fire we was born in. Not grammatically correct, but catching rides to the outskirts, tying fate between our teeth, sleeping in an old abandoned beach house, getting wasted in the heat to go running in the back streets. And then when Bruce is finally starting to realize what's happening, when the Ten of Swords hits Bruce, he finally realizes not so much why it was over, but that it is over. And he says, up off the street, dressed down in rags, running into the darkness, some hurt bad, some really dying. At night, sometimes you could hear that whole damn city crying. Blame it on the lies that killed us. Blame it on the truth that ran us down. You could blame it all on me, Terry. It don't matter to me now. When the breakdown hit at midnight, there was nothing left to say, but I hated him. Then there's a pause, and I hated you when you went away. And that's it. That's the Ten of Swords. It's over. You left me. Now I have to deal with it. And in the final verse of Backstreets, he says, laying here in the dark, you're like an angel on my chest, just another tramp of hearts crying tears of faithlessness. Remember all the movies, Terry, we'd go see, trying to learn to walk like the heroes we thought we had to be. Well, after all this time, to find we're just like all the rest, stranded in the park and forced to confess. That's it. That's the Ten of Swords. Okay, I'm heartbroken, but was it as special as I always thought it was? Maybe we were just like all the rest. Maybe what we thought set us apart, now I realize, really didn't exist. It was just an illusion. That's the Ten of Swords. Open your eyes, wake up, the illusion's dead, it's over. And with the swords, it's easy to look at rock songs about relationships because the swords represent conflict. But this could be a friendship, a job, a place of employment. It could be all kinds of things that you have been fooling yourself over the fact that they're over. And when the Ten of Swords shows up, nothing you do is going to fool yourself or anyone else involved or anyone watching anymore. It's just over. That's the energy of the Ten of Swords. We'll do the court cards of the swords next. I hope you enjoyed this. Please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. Please subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot YouTube channel. And hit me up on Instagram, Orlando0616. I will see you soon. If we don't talk before the end of the holidays, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and everything else. And I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.